Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
What's up, what's up? It's the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Josh, Sir Giant, here with my co-host, Travis, Mr. Chalk. Man going, we'll be filling in for Dan Bock from today to Wednesday. So we're happy to be here with you guys. Travis, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Excited to be here for you guys. Filling in for Dan for the next couple days, so I can't wait to talk about some DFS.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We love getting any opportunity to hop on and talk with you guys and do the podcast. It's a lot, lots of fun. If you guys haven't, you should check out our Weekend Grind podcast. Travis and I do every weekend. Lots of fun we have there. So, but we're here now, so it's going to be a good time. We got a nice Monday slate here for baseball, 11 games starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Before we hop into this, go ahead, give us both a follow on Twitter. My handle is at Real Joshua Giant. You can follow Travis at Travis Mangone. That's at Travis MANGONE. We got a good slate here, man. Lots of games. What do you say we just hop right into the analysis, Travis? Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, let's jump right in.
All right, we're going to start with pitching as we normally do. It'd only be right to start with the top option on the slate. That's Clayton Kershaw going against the Mets. Game run total is 7. Mets implied team total at 2.41 runs. Lowest on the board. Not a surprise going against Clayton Kershaw. The Mets have a very potent offense, but, that offense is really focused on hitting right-handed pitching. They have extreme drops in ISO and WOBA. The extreme drops in runs produced per game against left-handed pitching. So you always got to look at pitchers, left-handed pitchers going against the Mets. But when you get Kershaw, who's a lefty at home in Dodger Stadium, where it's a pitcher's park, it's kind of hard to look past that. It's kind of a no-brainer in cash games. Priced at $26K on our sponsor, Fantasy Draft, 13.5 on DraftKings. This is a spot where I think it's kind of a no-brainer. Just put Kershaw into your cash games. I think it'd be hard to overthink this one here. But what do you think, Travis? You think that Kershaw is the top play on this slate for pitching?
Yeah, I'm on one pitcher sites, on two pitcher sites, doesn't matter. I'm going to play Kershaw over at Fantasy Draft for $26,000. I'm going to play Kershaw in cash. He's my top option. If I could get him in tournaments, great. I would love to. I just don't know if I'll be able to, but with all those Mets lefties in that lineup, this is kind of like a dream for him, right? Like, who's the guy that we're really worried about? Probably like Cespedes, and like next is Flores. And I know Flores hits lefties well, but this is Clayton Kershaw. This isn't just some random lefty. So, like an Adam Morgan, right? This is Clayton Kershaw. So he's the best in the world. This is just a dream spot for him against the Mets. Absolutely love him. He's just going to be a guy I want to get in all my lineups. Question is, will I be able to get him, will I be able to get him in my tournament lineups and still love my bats? I think that's the question. I think, of course, on like a two pitcher site like Fantasy Draft, I'm sure I'll be able to find a way. Just one pitcher site, sometimes it can be a little more difficult. But absolutely love Kershaw. Who are you pairing with Kershaw, Josh?
Well, that's the tough part here. It's just like there's a lot of options here that I think there you could give merit to, but nothing that you really feel, you're not going to feel as comfortable as you feel. Like, on one pitcher site, it's easy. You plug Kershaw and then work around that. But on two pitcher sites, it's going to get a little tougher. So, there's other higher priced options here. Like, you got John Lester going against the Padres who strike out a ton. But as we talked about on our podcast this weekend, they really have improved that offense. It's not something that you really want to go out of your way to target too much. It's a lot easier when they're at Petco. You know, you get that park boost. And they do strike out a good amount, but, like, they've brought up their WOBA, their team WOBA, their team ISO. They've brought up their team runs produced per game. They've brought up their walk rate. They've brought up, you know, like, they've really, like, done a good job at finding a way to amp up that offense. However, some of those additions are lefties, you know. So they're going against John Lester, who's a lefty. We do have the wind blowing out at Wrigley to right field and a little bit of a weather concern, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything too bad. But yeah, I think that, I mean, you have to consider Lester a little bit here, especially in tournaments. You know, I'm not saying in cash you play Kershaw, but if you're looking for like a pivot with upside here at pitching, I think you go look at Lester. I don't think I could pair the two of them on two pitcher sites and have enough money for bats. That's the issue, you know? So I don't know. How do you feel about Lester here, Travis?
Yeah, I can't play Lester. I don't think it's in Chicago. Wind's going to be blowing out. It's not blowing out a ton, right? But it's blowing out 10 miles an hour. So that's enough, I feel like, to kind of have me a little concerned with my pitcher. And then on top of that, we have, you know, a little rain before the game. Don't know, maybe if it gets pushed back, who knows? Keep, you know, just stay by towards lock. And Kevin Roth will give you the update on that. But yeah, I just think John Lester against the Padres. Padres been hitting better, like we talked about. I can't get behind it yet. I'm not there yet. Maybe I could get there by the end of the day, but for now, I'm not there yet on him. I would love to get on Kluber, but man, that Baltimore team there just crushing the ball and in that park with the heat and everything. And that game actually has like really bad weather. That's like the main one on the slate, it looks like, from what I'm looking at. But yeah, in that park with that wind blowing out and the way that Baltimore team's hitting, I don't think I can get behind Kluber either. I mean, that's tough. And then, like, we have, again, like, another guy who's, you know, kind of in the same tier pitching to Johnny Cueto, right? He's in that kind of Lester Kluber tier, I believe. So Cueto is going to be pitching in Atlanta. And, like, Atlanta's an offense that's just been crushing the ball. And in Atlanta, I mean, that ballpark, it is a hitter's paradise, man. So that's another thing, like, about Cueto. I mean, I want to get behind Cueto, but It's a tough spot for me to go with Cueto. So those guys, I think I'm just going to pass on and look for one of these cheaper options, Josh. How about you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same. You know, there's some cheaper options that I'm looking at that I think that, you know, might find their way into my lineup on two pitcher sites where you need, like, you know, that guy to pair with Kershaw. One guy I've been looking at is Jake Ardozzi here. You know, he's going against Order Rizzi, going against the Reds here at home in Tropicana, which is a pitcher's park, you know, one of the best pitcher's parks in the league. You know, the issue is, like, you know, like you said, like, you know, you look at something that looks that, you know, you'd normally look at, and then there's something that kind of sets you off, and he's going against this Reds offense that's just been, you know, no pun intended, red hot lately, you know, and I just don't know if I feel comfortable playing Odorizzi here. You know, it's a huge game total, too, at 9 runs, so, like, you know, they're expected to score some runs here. I don't know if I feel comfortable, but Odorizzi's definitely been, like, you know, the guy I've been, like, looking at, then not looking at, then looking at, like, playing the hokey pokey with my cash game lines with him there for my second starting pitcher. You know, we're just, like, we're not going to really have a safety net out of any of these guys, Travis. That's what it feels like, you know. Just, it feels like whoever we go to, we're not going to have that kind of safety that we need. So it's going to be difficult here. I don't hate Tanner Roark so much here, even though he's priced up a little bit. Going against the Marlins, he's kind of like, you know, I don't think he'll kill your lineups, you know what I mean? He's a guy that, like, he'll just fill in that spot and not kill you. Like, I don't think he'll put up
with
negative.
He just gets no K's, man. He gets right, no K's. Right. I always talk about this. Like,
right,
never,
no upside. So. He's got no upside, but he's not going to give you a negative, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. So, like, where do we go then? You know, we can't play Kluber because, you know, he's in that weather game. And, you know, that, like you said, that Baltimore offense has been pretty hot and they're in a hitter's park. Can't play Cueto against, you know, in SunTrust, you know, like that's like seems like tough to pay up for him in that spot. So, like, where do we go after Kershaw, Travis? You lead the way here because I'm having trouble finding out where I want to go.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy. I think it's Brad Peacock against Oakland. I think that's kind of the route I'm going to end up going. I don't see any issue with him here in the spot. I mean, Oakland's a team. Yeah, they've been hitting the ball better, you know, recently. They swept the I believe they swept the Yankees this weekend. They did, right? Right? Correct, Josh? Yeah. You know, as a Met fan, I have to rub it in on you, the TV Yankee fan. So, yeah, you guys got swept this weekend. But, yeah, so Brad Peacock, I mean, he's been dominant this year, man. I mean, he's, you know, he started out from the bullpen and he's getting stretched out more and more and he's like totally there where I think we can play him. I mean, against righties, He has a 37.6K percentage against lefties, 33.3%. And I mean, he's getting a lot of ground balls, which is great, right? I love taking pitchers to get tons of ground balls. I mean, he's getting tons of them, like 51.1% against righties, and against lefties, 39.5%. And, you know, the fly balls are low. I mean, against righties, they're a little higher at 32.6, but 26.3 against lefties. So that's pretty nice fly ball rate. I'm definitely happy with that. The walks are a little concerning, right? He's got a higher walk rate. And the thing is, the A's, they're good at, like, you know, throwing lefties at you when you have a righty, or when you have a lefty out there, you have a righty. But when I worry about the A's is when that they have a lefty pitcher on the mound and the righties are out there to hit, because they have some lefty mashers. So, yeah, I think Peacock's, like, the best play right now. And I could see going either way on him. I could see backtracking. If I have to look at the A's lineup, right? I have to look at the A's lineup. I'll probably look at some Vegas stuff, and I probably want to dive a little deeper in just to make sure. But, like, I think he's the guy, right? Looking at all the numbers very simply, but I don't know. It depends on how the rest of the shape plates out, and maybe if something else catches my eye. But he's my guy right now. I mean, it's just – and I think it's going to be, you know, he seems like he'll be like the chalky type guy, right? He's been pretty fairly safe. There was the one outing where he got in the negatives against the Angels, and that was mainly it. So I think people are just going to give a pass on that one. And I think they're going to say, oh, it's the A's, you know, he'll be perfectly fine and move on with it. But I think he's the guy I want right now. But again, the A's have been crushing the ball, and Vegas was pretty spot on with that all weekend long. They were always pretty accurate with the line movement, saying that to bet the A's. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna be I'll be looking at Peacock a lot. I'll be looking at the Vegas stuff and just kind of diving in deeper on some of these other guys when lineups come out, especially looking at lineups, seeing what's out there, seeing how that improves a pitcher's K percentage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I got burned on that Brad Peacock chalk night against the Angels, so, you know, it's kind of tough for me. We also don't have the Vegas total here yet for the game. We don't have any of the lines out, so, like, it's that's, like, the one game, I think, on the slate so far right now. Oh, no, there's a couple of games, but that's one of the games that we don't have the numbers for. So I'm just curious to where Vegas is going to put this game. Like, Peacock does have elite numbers, you know, like, when it comes to, like, striking out guys on both sides of the plate. I do like that he stretched out. He threw almost 100 pitches last game. He is in a hit, you know, he's in a pitcher's park, which is good. So, you know, there are some good points there. I guess he's someone I kind of overlooked. And after you brought him up here, I could definitely see him being a cash game option. I don't think that he could hurt you too bad here in this matchup. 15.6K on our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft. So that's a fair price there to pair him up with Kershaw. So I think that's a good look. It does get pretty ugly after that though, Travis, doesn't it, on the slate as far as pitching is concerned?
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, I have the run total on a different, like, Vegas site. What's your guess on the A's run total? They're just team total.
Probably, I'd say, like, 3.8.
4.2.
All right, that was close. Yeah.
And the Astros are 4.9, so it, like, averages to, it goes, that ends up adding up to, like, I don't know. What's that up to? 10?
Yeah, I think.
No, nine. Adds up to 9. I'm an idiot.
I think Peacock could get the win here. You know, I think that they're going to hit Gossett. But, you know, I also don't want to sleep on this Gossett kid too bad because, like, you know, I know that Vegas has that run total high for the Astros. But if you look at his numbers, I mean, he has pretty good ground ball stuff, man. You know, he's just been getting, you know.
The Astros just don't strike out, man. Like, they're in, like, the team don't strike out. Like, they just don't.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them striking out. I'm just worried about, you know, where is that contact going to go? Are they going to hit a ton of ground balls? Like, you know, are they going to, like, it's going to be like one of those, is this kid just going to come out and give us like one of those Ty Blatch performances where, you know, he's just super efficient, doesn't strike anyone out, but just, you know, just keeps getting guys out, you know, like it's tough. It's tough to make this decision here. I mean, ultimately I think that if Vegas has that run total, you know, they obviously do a lot more deeper research than we do here sometimes. So, I would trust it, and I think that you could look at the Astros bats then, but I don't know. Just looking at this kid's numbers, it's got this kid Gossett, like his ground ball numbers, that's what's scaring me the most, is efficiency. So, after that, I mean, you don't want to look at Estrada in Texas, you know. Like, that's, like, just not where you want to go. Those Rangers bats can hit. You know, they've been hitting well, and they're home, which is a hitter's park. I don't think you want to look at Jason Hamill or Hector Velasquez. Obviously not looking at Anibal Sanchez. Sam Gaviglio is just like pitches to contact, like that's all he does. What about Zach Wheeler here, though? I mean, I know the Dodgers bats have been super hot, but I mean, he does get the park upgrade throwing in Dodger Stadium. How do you feel about Wheeler here?
I mean, I guess I could get behind it. I'd pair him and Kershaw and hope it's a pitcher's duel. I mean, you're not expecting the win, so don't expect the win with Zach Wheeler, because I don't think that I'm not expecting the win from that, because I feel like Kershaw's going to really just crush the Mets. But I wouldn't expect the win. If you get it, you know, just be, you know, be happy you somehow pulled it off. But yeah, I think you get behind it. I think it could be an option to go, but I don't think that's where I'll go. He's kind of one of those guys that might be outside looking in. I think I'd have more interest in taking a risk in tournaments on Scott Feldman against Tampa. I know Tampa's like crushing the ball, and it's like, it's hard to like say this, but like they strike out a ton, right? So if they're not on, like Scott Feldman could have himself a day, and Scott Feldman hasn't been that bad this year. So I could kind of get behind it, right? Like I said, like Tampa, we all know they strike out a ton. I mean, it's pretty simple. And Scott Feldman, I mean, he's had a pretty good, you know, fly ball rate this year against righties is 24.8%, and against lefties, it's 20.2%. Like that's pretty low. Like, yeah. So, he's a guy I want to get behind, I think, as a tournament option. And when I play him in a tournament, I understand that, you know, that entry's kind of, you know, very risky, right? Like, I'm not, like, feeling really good about Scott Feldman. It's just, like, that's the nature of the slate. These are kind of the pitchers we're looking at down here. And if I'm paying down this low on fantasy draft for 12K, like, there's upside there, though, against this type of offense. And if we want to talk about offenses that strike out a ton, I don't know what team you're on. It's like, are you on Team Gerrit Cole stinks or Team Gerrit Cole is good? Like, I don't know what team I'm on. Yeah, I don't know what team I'm on. I really have no clue with this guy. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. But look at his game log, right? 20.15, minus 0.7, 7.25, 2.65, minus 2.7, 20.75, 16.95. I mean, it's all over the place. It's absolutely everywhere. So the question with him is like, I mean, it's against Milwaukee. There's K upside. It's a huge park downgrade, though, for him. So that's the one thing you have to keep in mind. So that's definitely going to hurt him. But if you believe in him, I mean, there's upside there at 14.8K. There is upside for sure. I'll have trouble getting behind it. I might sprinkle some exposure. Depends on how many teams I'm playing, I think. But it hurts to say it, right? Like, I don't feel good about him. I don't feel good about these guys going out there. And I didn't mind your Odorizzi play, like you said. Especially because Vegas is pretty down on the Reds, like 4.19 on the Reds total. And again, like I said, with Scott Feldman, like Rays are at a 4.81. I understand that, like, but they just strike out a ton. So if they're not hitting the ball well, he could have a huge game. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the nature of a lot of these pitchers, right? There's a lot of risk with all of them. So like, I don't want to play, of course, the gas can, Anibal Sanchez. I'm not playing him. Clayton Kershaw against the Cubs, I'm going to pass on that. Or not Clayton Kershaw, Clayton Richard against the Cubs, I'm going to pass on that. Dylan Bundy's in that weather game, and even against Cleveland in that park with the hot weather. And I just don't think it's the best idea against Cleveland to play Dylan Bundy. You know, you talked about like Estrada, obviously, in the Texas game. No, no thanks. Austin Bibbins, Derricks. I'd pass on him, too, in that hot weather game in Texas. Just doesn't make a ton of sense. Nislino, pass. Ari Dickey, no chance. Like, you know the drill with Ari Dickey. He's a gas can out there nowadays. Matt Garza against Pittsburgh, that's a terrible option too. Like, Pittsburgh's like the favorite in this game. Pittsburgh's never really a favorite, honestly. And look at that, they're a favorite in this game. So
I have a hard time with Gerrit Cole. I have a hard time with Gerrit Cole here. I just don't like targeting pitchers in Milwaukee, you know. Especially, you know, he's had his struggles against lefties, and they have a lot of hard hitting lefties in this lineup now. You know, you got Sogard, Thames, Travis Shaw, you know, like those guys could really hit him well. And even their righties have been hitting the ball well too. So, you know, especially at home. So I think that I'm going to stay away from the Gerrit Cole. And I do like him in certain spots. I just don't think that this is a spot where I want to target him, you know?
Yeah. I get behind it. I think I think if, like, as the day goes on, you know, run totals going down, I can see myself getting talked into it just because it's bad down here, man. Like, we have to play a second one, and they're all not so great, but you know, I think I'm just gonna like look for an upside spot in tournaments. I think that's the route I'm gonna go. And then in cash, it looks like at the moment, for me, it's Peacock and Kershaw. I'm going to like look at them. But I think I'm all set with pitching. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. So it's obviously just play Clayton Kershaw in cash. And then for your second starting pitcher, I think that we both agreed that, you know, after you gave your pitch, I think that Brad Peacock is probably the best second option on two pitcher sites in cash games. I think we both agreed you could look at Oda Rizzi, and if you want to look at Garrett Cole and Tony Mitch, you can too. Does that sound about right?
Yep, sounds about right to me.
All right, let's move on to the catcher position here. You know, there's some good options here on the slate. We got a lot of games with some good hitting catchers, so you know, it's going to come down to where you want to go. Travis, where are you looking at a catcher on the slate?
Yeah, so the nice thing about fantasy draft is we don't have to play catchers. That's always great. Catcher is a spot I never like playing. I don't know about you guys, but it's just there's never options that I really want to play, if I'm being honest. But looking at the catcher spot, you know, if I could pay for Buster Posey in Atlanta against R.A. Dickey, man, I would love to play him. That would just be a perfect spot for him if I had the money, but I don't know if I'll end up having the money, especially in my cash games with like a guy like Clayton Kershaw on the slate. That's going to be a problem. So likely on Kershaw days, I'm normally looking to punt a lot. That's normally the route I end up taking. So I kind of wait for lineups to come out, obviously, but I try to guess ahead of time and say, here's the guys that I'm looking at, you know, to, I think against Oda Rizzi, like a Devin Mesoraco is not a terrible option. If James McCann was in the lineup against Caviglio, I could sort of get behind it. I'm just going to look for cheap guys, right? I don't really have one silly on my radar. Like Wilson Contreras is a guy who sticks out like a ton. He's a guy that against the lefty makes a ton of sense, that wind blowing out a little bit. And then, you know, those catchers in that Milwaukee-Pittsburgh game make sense. The Manny Pinas, the Jet Bandy, and if that Diaz guy from Pittsburgh, he hits the ball pretty well. If he's in there at catcher, he's got a good bat and a good park. I think those are the guys that are really sticking out to me as my favorite catchers, just because I like the punt specifically. How about you? I'm trying to punt and just kind of save salary so I can fit in Kershaw. How about you?
Yeah, I like the punt too. I mean, like you said, I think if you have the cap for Posey and SunTrust, you should definitely try to get him in there. But if not, I do like to go cheaper too. I think that you said, you know, Pina is a good play. I agree with that. I think Russell Martin's definitely in play here on the slate in that Texas game.
Yeah, Russell Martin too. That's a good call. That's really he's a really good play tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, just the issue. You know, the weather is going to be good. You know, just the issue is, you know, where can we save cap? And he's kind of priced a little bit up here. So, like, the thing is with Russell Martin here and this whole Blue Jays offense, they have a huge implied team total, man. Like, you know, one of the tops on the slate here. They have, you know, 5.38 implied team total. So I think that you should definitely try to get some pieces, you know, get some stock in this Toronto offense today. Wilson Contreras at home against the lefty is definitely something that's interesting, something that you could look at. And, yeah, if James McCann is in the lineup, he's super cheap. You know, they're going against a righty, though, so we'll see where that goes. It just depends on where the Detroit goes with their lineup card here. Yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm looking.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. I want to get out of catcher. I mean, we're over at Fantasy Draft here. We don't have to play those catchers. We can hop over to first base and talk about a position that's actually good.
All right, let's go to first base, then. Travis, kick us off.
Yeah, so first base, a guy I absolutely love today is, of course, Eric Thames. I mean, the guy's crushing the ball against Garrett Cole. It makes a ton of sense here. If I think no matter what you believe on Garrett Cole, I mean, Eric Thames is the scariest guy in this offense, and he's a guy I would definitely want to have exposure to. Another guy I like a ton is Brandon Belt against R.A. Dickey. I mean, this is a great spot for him. You get some cheap price tags on some sites, and I mean, Brandon Belt seems like a great option against R.A. Dickey. Dickey is kind of like you know, one of those guys that is just an absolute gas cannon. I think I'll have a lot of exposure to these Giants with this park upgrade. I mean, we've seen them, right, when they go to Coors. Like, they absolutely just mash in Coors all the time whenever they go there, when they go from Giants Stadium to Coors. And, like, we kind of joke that this Atlanta Stadium is, like, kind of Coors Light a little bit. It's very good for hitters. It's like, you know, the top three are probably Coors, Chase Field, and then Atlanta's probably right there. So, Brandon Belt's a guy I'm going to have a ton of exposure to. I think he's a great option. If the game goes, man, like Edwin Encarnacion, is there anyone hotter than him right now, man? He's hotter than Hansel right now. He's just mashing the ball. His exit velocity last 15 days is 93 miles an hour. Batter ball distance 253. Like, he's just crushing the ball. Hit two home runs, I believe, yesterday. So yeah, Edwin Encarnacion is absolutely crushing the ball. I would like him a ton. And then Kendrys Morales and your boy Justin Smoke. I mean, those Blue Jays first baseman, I'm gonna have a ton of exposure to and like. What you, I'm guessing you like Smoke today, Josh?
Oh yeah, free smoke, always, man. You know that. So this is a good spot for him. I like him a lot. I would go him over Morales. Yesterday I said I liked Morales. He went ahead and hit a home run. In this spot, I do like Smoke better. So I'd go with Smoke here. I love that we just have to interchange between these first basemen on Toronto, like, you know, like based on the matchup. I just think that Smoke is the better play here now. You know, I like to zig to Smoke when everyone's on Morales, and then zag back to Morales when everyone's on Smoke. It's a lot of fun. So I think we're back on Smoke now. I think yesterday was Morales day, today is Smoke day. So I like him there a lot. I also do like Eric Thames. I like your call on Eric Thames here. I think that he's going to be very popular, you know, especially at home in that matchup against Garrett Cole. So I think that, you know, you're in a good spot there by putting him in there. I also don't mind some, like, Mitch Moreland here against Jason Hamill. I think that's someone that we could look at. He's been hitting the ball well, you know, and he hits righties really well, and that's, you know, that's what he does. He'll probably be batting cleanup, so that's a good spot to look. And I don't mind some Danny Valencia as a tournament play, man. You know, I do like these Seattle bats a lot against Anibal Sanchez. We know how hard this guy gets hit. So, like, you want to target bats against him. I think that you're going to get Danny Valencia at a very, very low ownership on this slate. So I think that you could definitely be looking at him as well as these other Mariners bats. So that's where I'm at first base. Don't mind some Logan Morrison if you want to go off the board too here with, you know, get some Rays offense in there, gets that matchup against Feldman. It is a bad hitter's park at Tropicana, but, you know, Logan Morrison has a lot of pop in his bat, and I don't think it would be necessarily crazy to target him. Probably wouldn't use him as a one-off. I do like him as a nice little sneaky Tampa Rays stack, though, in tournaments, so I definitely wouldn't mind looking at him there. And last but not least, I think Brandon Belt's someone you could look at too, going against Dickey. Oh, and how about Ryan Zimmerman going against the lefty here in Miami? Any interest in Zimmerman here?
Yeah, I could. I just don't play him a ton. I'd probably more so play him as a one-off. I think that's kind of the route I would take if I did it, but I won't argue against it, right? Like, you guys have been absolutely crushing the ball. I think he's a good option. But I think there's other first basemen I would prefer to play.
Yeah, so I think my top first base option in cash games would be Eric Thames, and I think Valencia would be my top tournament play. How about you, Travis? What's your top cash game and your top tournament play at first base?
Oh, that's tough. Because salary's a thing, right? And, like, Brandon Belt is 7-2 on fantasy draft, and Eric Thames is 9.3. I'm just going to give you both, right? Like, Thames and Belt are my 1 and 2 cash and tournaments. I'll just stick it with that. I think, you know, that's my favorite high-tier first baseman is Thames, and my favorite lower-tier is Belt.
All right. Sounds good to me. You ready to move on to second base?
Yeah, let's head over to second.
All right. Now, second base, we have some decent options here. I think that you can look at Joe Panik going against R.A. Dickey here. I do like this Giants offense. It's funny because people tend to stay away from them. They do have a little bit of a weather concern there, so make sure you check the weather page before you lock any of these guys in. But Panik going against Dickey, you know, like, people tend to stay away from that San Francisco offense because early in the year they really struggled. You know, they had one of the lowest power numbers in the league, you know, some of the lowest power numbers, some of the lowest, you know, just team totals as hitters in the league. And I think that, you know, as they're getting healthier now, they're picking back up, they're hitting the ball well. It's a nice sneaky spot to kind of stack them up in good spots like this, especially at SunTrust against a gas can Mr. Knuckleballer R.A. Dickey. I think that you could definitely look at Panik here. Outside of Panik, I think that you could look at maybe some Dustin Pedroia against Jason Hamill. Jason Hamill's a guy you like to target. They are in Kansas City, which is not the best hitter's park, but, you know, I think that Pedroia and some of these Red Sox bats are definitely in play. And I think that you could also look at some Robinson Cano, who's probably my top option at second base on the slate against Anibal Sanchez, just absolutely mashing, you know, against righties. He makes it a point to mash against righties, Robinson Cano. It's like what he does. I really, really like Robinson Cano here, so I think that I'm going to have a lot of exposure to him, especially lock him in cash games, in my opinion. That's where I'm probably going to go. So Cano is my top second base option, and I think that outside of him, you could play Panik as my number two. Probably panic in tournaments, and I'd play a lot of Robinson Cano in cash games. But Cano does have the upside for tournaments too, so you know, don't be afraid to roll him out there. But that's where I'm at second base. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, I like second base a ton today. I think there's tons of options to go. I think I'll go see Panic at the Disco with you, Joe Panic. He's a great option. I'm a big fan of him. I'll play him in most of my Giants stacks. And then Robinson Cano, I mean, you're spot on with him against Anibal Sanchez. I mean, Anibal Sanchez is a guy I want to target. And I think second base is where I'll probably end up getting some exposure to him. So yeah, Anibal Sanchez is absolute gas can. He came back and, you know, we lost Bronson Arroyo this week. I mean, I'm pour one out. He's gone from the MLB, but we've been given a gift. We've been given Anibal Sanchez. So we need to take advantage of it while we have it. Cause like I said, Bronson Arroyo's just been sent to the minors, and I now know all of you listening are upset. So now that you're upset, we have another guy to attack. So just keep that in mind. Like, we don't have too long to be able to attack these guys because they send them right down. So I'm gonna play Robinson Cano, like him a ton on this slate. I also think you know, if that game went against Dylan Bundy, like Jason Kemp, this is an interesting option. I would have interest in him, but probably just throw him in my Cleveland stack more. So that's mainly how I play Cleveland. I throw them in my stack. I don't really play them as much as one-offs. Maybe that's not the best idea, but that's just kind of how I normally play Cleveland. I mean, I also love Daniel Murphy. I'm always a big believer in him. He's a great hitter. And if I play any national, he's the national I would like to have exposure to. And let's not forget, okay, so Texas and Toronto, they have that. This is like the rivalry of like the MLB right now, right? Like they both hate each other so much. And it's because Rougned Odor and Jose Bautista, man, they threw down and they, you know, punch each other in the face. Or more so, Odor punched Jose Bautista in the face. So Odor might be licking his chops for this matchup. He sent the ball a little better recently, so I'd have some interest in Odor in this spot. That's a game you might want to watch and put on the TV because of that little rivalry they have going on. But yeah, I like the Odor a ton as well at second base. But that's about it for me. I think there's tons of options at second to love today, though.
All right, so give me your 1 and 2 then. Narrow it down.
My 1 and 2. I think Robbie Cano. I'm gonna go Robbie Cano as my one, and I know we didn't mention Jose Altuve. He's an interesting option too. But yeah, so Robbie Cano is my one, and then my two. I'm gonna go with Joe Panic. I just like him for like the salary savings, right? Like I'm trying to play Kershaw. He's a cheaper option, so I'll go with Joe Panic as my number two.
We did the same exact 1 and 2, man. That's awesome. Cano and Panic are our top two. So there we go. That should give you listeners some direction on where we're looking. So yeah, Cano and Panic, top two options at second base. Let's move on to third base now, to the hot corner. Now this is where, you know, we get some really good options. You know, I like Anthony Rendon against a lefty here. I like Evan Longoria against Scott Feldman. His price has been dropping back down, so I think this is a good spot to buy low on some Longoria power. We mentioned Travis Shaw against Garrett Cole. I think that he's also an interesting option. Donaldson in Texas is a good play. You know, like it's there's so many. Chris Bryan against a lefty, you know, with the wind blowing out. Like there's so many good options here. One guy that I'll be looking at for salary savings on you know, it's free Kyle Seager day on DraftKings. Did you know that? Like Kyle Seager's free on DraftKings today.
Yeah. How much is he today?
3.4K. You know, like,
wait. Gosh, yeah. You know? Just play him.
Yeah, like, it's a great matchup for him, and it's going to be tough not to play him in this matchup, I think, against a righty. So, at that price tag on DraftKings, I don't think you could get away from Kyle Seager. He is priced fairly everywhere else, so, you know, you're not going to get that same kind of discount anywhere. So, I think that's more of a DraftKings-specific play. But outside of him, like I said, I do think that Donaldson, Shaw, and Rendon are definitely good plays here. And, yeah, so that's where I'm at right now at third base. I think I'm going to have a lot of Kyle Seager, and he makes a fine correlation play, too, if you're going to play that Seattle offense. Lining him up with Robinson Cano, I think, would be, a nice route to go. So that's where I'm at. How about you, Travis? Who are you looking at third base here on the slate?
Yeah, I like Kyle Seager a ton. He's also, like, yeah, fantasy draft. He's 6.8K on fantasy draft, which is ridiculous. So especially if you're trying to get Kershaw in, I mean, Kyle Seager's a guy I'm going to have interest in for sure. Love him a lot. And yeah, you mentioned it, right? Like Chris Bryan against a lefty. You have to like that. That's a good option. I wouldn't sleep on Justin Turner against Zach Wheeler. He'll probably go unowned. So, you know, I don't think that's a terrible option to go. He's one of those guys that I just want to mention. He probably missed the cut for me, though. But like, if you, I mean, man, like if Wheeler blew up, right? Like I'm just like thinking aloud. If Wheeler blows up and we get that Mets bullpen too, like that's even better. So probably something I would just do in a Dodger stack, but I don't know if I'll end up going there. I wish I could play Eduardo Nunez. He's questionable. I would love him in this spot. I'd have a ton of exposure to him, but I don't think he's going to play with that injury in that Texas game, that hot weather. You know, I like him better against a lefty, obviously, but, you know, Donaldson's a great hitter. He can hit righties really well, too. So Donaldson's a guy I'm definitely going to play, too. I think he's a great option. I mean, it's a loaded third base position, lots of ways to go. Josh, give me your top two ones, and then I'll give you mine.
My top two, I'd probably go with Seager for the savings. If he's cheap on your site, like Fantasy Draft or DraftKings, I like Seager a lot in cash games. Even if he's priced a little bit higher, like on FanDuel, I think that you can look at him there. My number two would be Chris Bryant at home with the wind blowing out. You know, not crazy blowing out, 10 miles an hour, but still blowing out against a lefty and Clayton Richard. We always got to target Chris Bryant against lefties. So that's going to be my 1-2 combo at third base. And Donaldson's not far behind. How about you, Travis? Where are you looking at your 1-2?
Yeah, I think for me, it's I'm going to go Donaldson as my one. I like him a ton in this spot. And then I'll probably go Chris Bryant too. I'm just going to spend him at the top. But I'll, you know, if I'm playing Seattle, I want to put Kyle Seager in my Mariner stacks, I'm sure. So and it's just a nice price savings there. So I understand that. But yeah, those are the guys I like. It's just tons of guys to love here at this spot. And, you know, you got to get the third base right, I feel like, on this slate.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to shortstop. Shortstop, we have some interesting options, some guys to pay up for. We also have some value. Paying up, you can look at Trey Turner here. I think that this Washington offense is going to go pretty underowned. And they are priced up, so it makes sense for them to go underowned. So I think you can get a little bit of an edge if you find a way to fit some of those Nationals bats into your lineup. You know, they do well. You'll probably be pretty ahead of the field as far as ownership percentages concerned. I also think that we could look at Corey Seager against Zach Wheeler. I think that he's a fine play. Carlos Correa, obviously, always in plays. Kid's just been smashing the ball, so you got to look at him too. But I think that my top option here is going to be Brandon Crawford. You know, just little trend here. You see me talking about these San Francisco bats, you know, along with Panic. We talked about Belt too, and Posey if you had the money. I think that Crawford, you know, comes at a great discount on the slate going against R.A. Dickey, the Gas Can, and SunTrust. I think that this is a common theme. I think that we should definitely be looking at Brandon Crawford here, especially in your cash games where you want to, you know, get some cap savings so you get Kershaw in there. I think that he makes a fine play. And I think it wouldn't be too crazy to target some Tulo here, too, in Texas in this game and try to get, like I said, you want to get some stock in this Blue Jays offense on this slate. And I think that Tulo is not a bad route to go to get some stock in him, too. And he makes a fine pairing along with, like, Donaldson or, like, Bautista or wherever you want to go there, or Russell Martin. So I think that Tulo is a nice guy to target. But, yeah, my top option is going to be Brandon Crawford here. How about you, Travis? Who are you looking at shortstop?
Yeah, kind of boring, but that's my top option too, Brandon Crawford, right? Like on Fantasy Draft, we don't need to play shortstops, but like he's 6.4K and I'm trying to get Kershaw in my lineup. So he's a nice savings. I agree, kind of. I like the Giants a lot today too. I think they're in a good spot. And I think Crawford's like my favorite shortstop if I had to pick. These guys at the top, right? Like Trey Turner, Correa, Seager. Lindor's probably going to, you know, the weather, so hopefully, you know, we don't have to worry about him. And like Xander Bogaerts, he just hit two home runs. I'm not chasing that game at all. I think I'm just going to pass on all these guys at the top. And I think I'm just going to kind of pay down and look for a cheap option. Look at the lineup spot, see what happens. Like, you know, throw a Tulo in Texas. Throw an Elvis Andrews in Texas, right? They're in good game environments. Elvis Andrews has been hitting the ball really well this year. I think Elvis Andrews is a really good option you want to consider. He's pretty close to Brandon Crawford for me. I mean, I think it's a great spot against Estrada. But Crawford's my one at the moment. Taylor Motter, like, he's an option for Seattle. We talked about Seattle bats a little bit. You can throw him in there to be a little contrarian. He's a pretty decent hitter. And then just, you know, be on the lookout for some of these cheap guys. I don't know who will be in there that's, like, super cheap. But if you can get those guys, and especially on, like, sites where you have to play a shortstop, like, I'm a big fan of just punting the position, and especially on Kershaw days, right? Like, Kershaw days, I normally try to punt where I can, and I think shortstop's a spot where I'll definitely consider doing that. So, that's kind of it for me at shortstop. It's pretty simple.
All right, so what's your one and two then at shortstop?
Crawford and Andrews, I'll probably go with them. If I have the money to spend up, of course, I love, you know, these guys towards the top. But I, from my build, it's just I don't think I'm going to be able to get up to those guys. And I don't think there's an elite spot there where I'm, like, itching to play one of those guys.
Yeah, I'll go with Crawford and Tulo will be my one and two then. That's going to be where I'm going to be looking at short. All right, let's move on to outfield now. This is where it gets fun. So many options here at outfield on this slate. So it's just going to come down, I think, to your roster builds and where you want to correlate and where you want to get – you know, pieces of your offense here. You know, if you listen to the Weekend Grind, you know that I like to try to target outfielders, you know, try to pick two from the same team in a good spot, because usually if one's in a good spot, the other's in a good spot too, so you want to try to consolidate and target two of them there. That's usually where I go with my roster construction as far as correlation is concerned. But, Travis, you kick us off here at outfield. Who are you looking at outfield?
Yeah, so if I have the money, like if I can play this guy, I want to play this guy, it's Nelson Cruz against Anibal Sanchez. He's an absolute gas can. If I have the money, I would love to play Nelson Cruz. I mean, he's definitely my top outfielder on this slate. It's pretty simple. Love him a ton. Then there's Joey Bats. Love him. He's a little cheaper in some spots around the industry. So Joey Bats is a guy. He's cheaper than normally you get him. I think Joey Bats is the guy I'm going to have a ton of exposure to. And on fantasy draft, Batista is he is 7.5K, so that's a great tag for him. You know, absolutely like that tag. He's a guy I'm gonna have a ton of exposure to on this slate. And those Texas outfielders, right, against Marco Scherotti, you can kind of stack them up. Achu, Gomez, Mazzara, you can just stack them up. It's something I do like to do. I like stacking up three outfielders from the same team because it's pretty contrarian, because no one ever wants to do that. No one ever can actually sit there and click all three and be comfortable with it. I mean, some people can, but I think it makes you pretty contrarian pretty quick, because people want to get exposure to so many different things because there's all these outfielders that we love. And then there's, of course, that Tigers offense. We haven't talked about them a ton, but against Sam Gaviglio, like a guy like JD Martinez, Justin Upton, like pairing those two in the outfield, like you said, with that correlation, I think that's not a terrible route to go. I think you could do that and be pretty profitable. And then outfielders in that Giants game. Oh, there's not really a ton, right? I was trying to think of the outfielders in the Giants game. There's not a ton. There's Hunter Pence. Yeah, I'd like Hunter Pence and Denard Span batting first. But then there's like the other guys, like the Slater and Hernandez. Those are the guys that normally don't make it in for me. But could be a contrarian option in a tournament if you want it, and if it's a salary saver to help you get Kershaw, I understand that. So, yeah, I like Span, though. If he's batting first against R.A. Dickey, that's a guy I'm going to have a ton of interest in. And Pence, too, for sure. What about you, Josh? Who do you like in the outfield?
Yeah, I like Hunter Pence, too. I think Hunter Pence is a good play, and the cool thing is about, you know, multi-position eligibility on a site like DraftKings is I could put Belt in the outfield. I could also put Thames in the outfield, so I could play both of them. So I think that's pretty cool. But, I think that that's where you're going to draw the line here on the San Francisco Giants outfielders. I think Hunter Pence is the guy you want to get. Outside of that, you don't want to target anyone else on the Giants outfield. I think Malik Smith, Corey Dickerson, and Rasmus, I think these lefties on Tampa Bay are going to go, I think they're going to go very overlooked, especially at home in Tropicana. People don't really like to pick on Feldman as much as you think. So I think you'll get them at a very low ownership, and I think they're in a fine spot here. I think they could really have an explosive day, these Rays. So I think that they're definitely in play. Chu and Mazzara, as you mentioned, at home in Texas are definitely fine plays. I do like Batista, especially at that price, and that's a nice route to go. At 7.5, you said, on Fantasy Draft is a great price. 3.8 on DraftKings, great price. So I think that, you know, you could target him. You got that little extra narrative of him and Odor. So I think that he'll come in swinging hard today. Gets in a hitter's park and gets you stocked to that Blue Jays offense, which has that high team-implied run total. So I think that's definitely a good spot to look. I think that we're not picking on Matt Garza enough. We really haven't mentioned too many Pirates. I think that Frazier and Polanco are definitely fine plays here, Polanco being extra cheap, you know, so I think that's a good spot to go. I don't mind, you know, I also don't even mind a little bit of McCutcheon if you want to get him in there too. I think that Garza is an absolute, you know, career gas can, you know, and I think that this is a good spot to target him. And it feels like, you know, they won't be too chalky, these Pirates bats. So it's a good spot to go. Albert Amora probably would be batting higher in the lineup on this Cubs offense. Whenever they face a lefty, he usually bats a little bit higher. So I think that's something to keep an eye on, see what that Cubs offense ends up being when it gets rolled out. I think that's a good spot to look. And, yeah, I don't hate the Detroit bats either. Like you said, JD and Upton are definitely good places to look. And if you want to get some Houston Astros exposure, I think you want to look at Marwin Gonzalez and look at some Beltran and George Springer if you have the cap, but he's just so expensive. He's, like, super expensive. So, yeah, Nelson Cruz. If I have the money for Nelson Cruz, he's getting in there. And I think Benjamin Gamel, too. You want to focus on those lefties on that Seattle offense, so I think that's a good spot to go. So that's probably where I'm looking at the most is going to just correlate to the rest of my lineup, depending on who I put in. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like those Seattle bats. I like Mitch Haniger. I like Ben Gamel, too. I'm on a first-name basis with him, Josh. I don't know about you. You call him Benjamin. But Ben Gamel, me, I play him a lot. I love him. He's a good option. Ben Gamel, like that Mitch Haniger and Cruz. Again, that's like kind of like the play three outfielders from the same team, and not a lot of people like doing that. Cruz, Gamel, and Haniger, I love playing them. They're all going to be batting towards the top of the order against a gas can like Anibal Sanchez. I think that's a great option to go. And again, I kind of agree with you on that Pirates take, right? I think I think people are kind of sleeping on them a little bit. I think I'm going to play them, I think, because I actually stacked up the Milwaukee and Pittsburgh and had a pretty good tournament finish last year, and it was a good strategy. And if that roof is open in Milwaukee, right, like that's great. And with a lot of those lefties, right, like there's not a lot of them in the lineup, but like there's lefty powers helped in that Milwaukee park. So an Adam Frazier, Gregory Polanco, like you said, and I could pair like a Andrew McCutchen in there, and then I can get a Josh Bell, who's a switch hitter, who then is lefty. I know McCutchen's a righty, but, you know, I like putting McCutchen in my stacks. I know he hasn't been the best this year, but he's a guy that just has tons of power and has been, you know, kind of getting a little unlucky this year and maybe not having the best season, but it should turn around for him, I would believe. But yeah, I think that Pirate stack is an interesting low-owned option that you can go to. And especially if that roof is open, that's something I'll keep in mind with Milwaukee, because that's always a good thing. If the roof is open and it ends up being hot there, people overlook that. So yeah, that's about it for me in the outfield, though. It's a loaded slate. Absolutely love it. It's funny, I was like looking at the slate, and I mean, like team like the Nationals, the Red Sox, and the Astros are teams that we really didn't mention a ton. I mean, I know maybe you did. I didn't mention them a ton, though, and like I'm probably gonna fade them for the most part. Maybe I get like a couple one-offs, but that's it. It's a scary spot to be at, but man, that just speaks to the nature of the slate, right? It's absolutely loaded.
Yeah, there's so many options at bats, and you know, pitching, I think it just goes Kershaw and then wherever after that, you know. So I think that you have some good options here. It's gonna be a fun slate to watch, man. There's just like, I think we're gonna see some good offense here on the slate, and then maybe we'll see a nice little pitcher's duel at night against Wheeler and Kershaw. We'll see. But yeah, I think that we're definitely gonna have some good runs, some high run games here. So I think that's something to look out for. It's gonna be a fun day to watch the games, you know, to actually watch them and see the ball flying around. So anything else you want to mention here before we wrap it up, or should we move on to the stack of the day?
Yeah, let's head over to the stack of the day.
All right, you kick us off, Travis. Who are you stacking up?
So I haven't built yet, right? But like that, this is without mentioning with Kershaw. Like I want to get a stack with Kershaw. I think that's like the route I'm ending up going. Kershaw, you're gonna want in your tournaments. I feel like I might go 100% with him. I don't know yet because I have not built a ton. I built a little bit, but I haven't actually built yet. And we don't have lineups, so without mentioning that, I think my favorite stack is going to be Seattle, right, against Anibal Sanchez, an absolute gas can. I think he's the guy I want to target. So Seattle is my stack of the night. It's just a great spot to go with all these guys. I mean, we have Gamel, Haniger, Cano, Seager, Cruz, Valencia, Zanino, and you can even throw in a Motter or a Dyson too. Don't mind them. It's like interesting low-owned options that can just help make your Seattle stack different. So Seattle's my stack of the day. But again, if you want to ask, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll definitely tell you who my favorite stack is, maybe with Kershaw, right? I don't have that yet, but I think I'm going to be looking for that. That was something I was kind of thinking to myself, like, I need to find a stack that I'm going to, you know, fall in love with Kershaw. And I don't know if Seattle will be able to fit with that. It might be difficult. So it depends on what we do and how the slate shapes out when lineups come out, whatnot, and trying to figure out who your SP2 is, right? That's the other thing, which will help determine the last the stack that I would want. But yeah, just hit me up on Twitter if you want to ask about that. But Seattle's a stack, you know, just looking at the slate is my favorite one.
Yeah, I'm on board with that Seattle stack. My stack of the day here is going to be the Toronto Blue Jays. I think they go super under-owned here, and I just feel like they're going to score a lot of runs in this Texas ballpark against this Dierks kid. So I really, really like these Toronto Blue Jays a lot, and I think that you should definitely consider stacking them in tournaments. So that's the route I'm going to go. And I think we could also both agree that the San Francisco Giants are worth stacking as well. I think they make the stack list for us. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I kind of think they're going to be the stack I can make with Kershaw. I don't know. I love the Giants, though. They're definitely another one I'm a big fan of today. So that's one I'm going to have a ton of interest in for sure. And I'm already, like, as you were talking, I was, like, playing around and building a team with it. So it's with Kershaw and the Giants. So I think that's one I'm going to like a ton of, too, for sure.
All right, there you go. So with that, we're going to wrap this up. Go ahead, give us both a follow on Twitter. My handle is at RealJoshuaGiant. You can follow Travis at Travis Mangone, M-A-N-G-O-N-E. Go ahead, shoot over any questions or any comments you might have as the lineups pop out throughout the day and you're building your lineups. You have any questions you want to shoot over to us, we're here for you guys. You know, we're always happy to interact with you guys on Twitter, so go ahead and do that. But other than that, we're going to wrap this up. Go ahead and have some fun today. There's going to be some good games to watch. And we're going to see you guys tomorrow. We'll be filling in for Dan once again tomorrow, and then one more time on Wednesday. So looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. For my co-host, Travis Mangone, I'm Josh, Sir Giant. Peace out, Grinders.